Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in and said, y'all have people confused. Juwan Johnson is also the name of the Saints tight end. I would argue way more people know Saints Johnson than LSU Johnson. Well, what better way to distinguish the difference than by talking about LSU's Juwan Johnson, right? Also a big difference. The Saints tight end spells it J-U-W-A-N. Juwan Johnson with LSU spells it J-U-J-U-A-N. Johnson. But I think we made it pretty clear that we were talking about LSU. So there you go. We're getting ready to talk to Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, about his trip to Canada and trying to get some tourism going. I know the Canadians were mad at the United States for a while about tariffs. And I don't know if that's affected tourism to New Orleans or not. But we'll find out. How'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints game? Black and gold taking on a New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome. On October 5th, you can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints-Giants tickets from Saints Radio, WWL. I don't know if you saw this or not, but, you know, President Trump says stuff, and I don't know if he says it to just kind of tweak people or not, or if he says it to try to send a veiled warning or not. But when he was talking about, oh, Billy Nungesser is here. How you doing, Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana?
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about your trip to Canada and what it is you hope to do.
Well, we're in Toronto, Montreal, we're in Quebec today. A meeting with the travel operators, the council general, elected officials, to try to bridge that gap of getting Canadians to come back to Louisiana. You know, the whole country has seen a great drop off in Canadian visitors, angry about the president wanting it to be the 51st state and the tariffs. And so it's our biggest international market. And so we want to come up here and let them know we still want them back in Louisiana. And hopefully get them excited about coming back and visiting.
Do you address that at all, Billy, or do you just talk about the positives that Louisiana has to offer? And it's like, look, you're not going to – my approach would be this, and I don't know if you can do it as lieutenant governor or not, but my approach would be, first of all, you're not going to influence national policy on either side, either the Canadian or the American side. Secondly, you're only punishing yourself because Louisiana has a lot of great things to offer for your vacation, et cetera, et cetera. And it's somewhat of a quixotic mission, I guess. What would you tell them? How do you address that?
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about the long relationships we have with – I come up every 5 years for the Congre. We talk about all the Cajuns that have been – for the Congre. It's a celebration of all the Cajuns, Canadians that were kicked out of Canada. Many ended up in South Louisiana. And every 5 years, we come here and celebrate with those families and bring hundreds of Louisianans here.
Never heard about that. The Congre, you teach me something every time I talk to you. And it happens every 5 years?
Yes, and we go to several villages up here, and then everybody marches down the street for a big celebration the last day. And so we do that. We spend a lot of time at the Jazz Fest. We do some cooking demonstrations. So we have many trips up here all year long. And so a lot of these people we know. We have a rep up here. But your question about, absolutely, several of the travel people that book tours to America said, we love Louisiana, but we're not coming back till this president's gone or were greatly offended at the 51st state. I'm a little shocked at how strong they feel about that. Mm. Now, some of them are still traveling. They're not publicizing trips to America because the Canadian people are upset about that, and they don't want to get the negative impact of booking trips. So it's small groups and individuals that we hope to influence now, but a lot of the big tour operators are not. It's not been long enough. You know, yesterday on the radio, I said it'd be really nice if the president could apologize for that comment of the 51st state. That may help get the Canadians coming back to Louisiana.
On Canadian radio, Billy?
No, it's American radio.
I admire you for taking that stand. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but no, I do really, because you know, anytime you go against the tide, Lord only knows what's going to happen. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back a little bit late getting to you, but we'll get back to you in a second. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now. WWL. 6:56 now, back to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. He's in Canada trying to get the Canadians to continue to visit Louisiana. Billy, did you say you were in Toronto or Quebec? Quebec.
We're in Quebec today. We were in Toronto first, then Montreal, and I got in Quebec yesterday.
53 degrees outside, going up to 63 today. I'll bet you're enjoying that.
It is. It's beautiful weather here. That's one great thing about this trip.
Tell me about when it comes to this Congre thing, do you ever bring families up that reunite with their Cajun roots? That got my interest when you said that.
That's what happens, yes. They come from all over the world, mm-hmm. and I've been at several events where people have seen their relatives for the first
time. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First time either in many years, and some met new ones. And there's events all over the different provinces. And then at the end of the week, everybody gets together. They march down the street in a big parade. And then there's a big party. Every 5 years, I give a speech with the president of the country here and other elected officials about the great relationship we have with the Canadians. So it's a thing that Louisiana participates in every 5 years. And we get over 100 Louisianans that come up, and they are our best ambassadors because those personal relationships. And I think that's why, although it's way off the travelers of Canadians to America, we're doing far better than other states because of those personal relationships mm-hmm. and because we really work this market hard.
And it's a good place to come. And when it comes to the French that the Canadians speak, and I know Cotefil's up there as well, but does Louisiana French translate to Canadian French or not?
It is. You know, the Cajun French is a little different, but they understand it, and you're right. Because we have so many French-speaking people in Louisiana, and especially in places like Quebec where they all speak French, it's a great way. They want to go there. They feel comfortable, and we reiterate that while we're up here. Several of the people with us give their presentation in French, and then we have Zachary Richard actually doing a video, and he's speaking in French and singing in French, and he's like a rock star up here in Canada, so we use those entertainers as well.
I'd like to know how the food compares with, you know, because you got the Cajun influence down here, but is that necessarily the same as Canadian food? Do they do anything up there that we do down here, or is it completely different?
Well, they like the spices. As a matter of fact, each day, each city we've been to, we've served Tabasco ice cream in the train station.
Really?
And I was there for a couple hours yesterday, and it gets a great response. handing people that spicy ice cream, and we give out some little Tabasco bottles, and yeah, it has the food is a big thing. These are food cities up here. They love their food, and of course, we highlight this was the year of food for Louisiana. Next year will be the year of outdoors, so we'll highlight all the great things to do outdoors in Louisiana. So we kind of play off all those assets we have.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, I don't know when your term ends or if you can run again or not, but they ought to make you the pro tem ambassador for Louisiana for the rest of your life. That's what they should do, Billy. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. Travel safely, all right?
Thank you, my friend. Have a great
day. Hey, look, if you get a chance, try those Laura Secord cookies. Somebody brought me one of those one time. Man, that's the best cookie I've had in my life.
I'm going to get one today. Thank you.
Try it. Laura Secord is the name of it. Thank you. Billy Nungesser, our friend. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Ian Ozan, co-host of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Prep football heating up. We'll get the latest on that. Then we're going to talk to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. A lot coming up. Stay with us. WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.